Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast, where we help you crush the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, also known as the ASVAB, in order to achieve your dreams of serving in the United States Armed Forces. I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol, and I'm excited to share my years of experience and expertise in ASVAB preparation with you. In each episode, we'll dive deep into test material, strategies for success, and insights from military veterans and experts. Whether you're a high school student considering military service or a seasoned professional seeking to advance your career, this podcast is your ultimate guide to mastering the ASVAB and achieving your goals. Let's dominate the ASVAB together. What's up, guys? Welcome back. Mickey Gaminol here with ASVAB Domination. I am so pumped today. I'm bringing you guys a very exciting announcement. My wife and I are pregnant. We have a baby on the way. We've already come up with a name for our little girl. Her name's going to be Mina, which is a combination of Mickey and Sheena, because she is going to be the best of both of us. So we're super pumped, and we're moving to Merced. So we're moving Las Vegas, moving out of Las Vegas, which is one of my favorite cities in the whole wide world, into Merced, California, which is a new place that I'm very excited to go to. But I do got to give a monster shout out. I can't mention Vegas without talking about Coyle of Visit Vegas Places. He's the one who inspired me to start this podcast journey and start kind of telling my story through that podcast platform. So big shout out to Coyle and Visit Vegas Places. If you guys are ever coming to Vegas, or if you're entrepreneurship or podcaster yourself, definitely check out Visit Vegas Places. There is something for everyone there. He interviews people who are like spirit coaches, ASVAB coaches. He interviews restaurant owners and different marketers, all sorts of different people. So definitely check out Coyle and Visit Vegas Places on your favorite podcast app. All right. So now to the main point of today's episode. Today, I'm going to talk about how I teach and why I teach. This is something that's very near and dear to me. I'm a math teacher ever since probably before college. I used to do some tutoring. So I'm a big fan of teaching that kind of stuff. But before I get into that, I want to talk about how I teach. So I think a lot of times it's underappreciated. We really focus on what we're teaching, what we're saying, and we're not looking as much at how we're saying it. And that's something that I've tried to work on and tried to get better at. And now I think I'm much more refined in my teaching. It used to be that I would get a little bit frustrated. I'd get impatient. Now I'm much more patient than I've ever been. And so the two things that I try to teach, or the two methods in which that I try to teach, are I try to use compassion and I try to use relatability. And so compassion wise, I'm always going to reward effort. And I recognize that a lot of students have insecurity, especially for students who are going into the ASVAB. They may be anxious because they think they should already know this math stuff. And I try to relate to that. What I think about is, you know, when I was in Peace Corps and I was learning Arabic for the first time, I always go back to this story because I was so helpless. I knew zero Arabic. I knew absolutely nothing about how to speak to the people around me when I lived in Morocco for 2 years. Now, of course, I got better with time. And, you know, I was never, you know, a professor in Arabic at all, but I was able to speak and get my words across and be understood and understand other people as time went on. And so what I try to think of when I'm teaching math, even when it's things that are simple, like exponents or basic math multiplication, like 6 times 7, 7 times 8, most students, if they're struggling with math, it's the fundamentals, those 6, 7s, 8s, and 9s, those multiplication facts might take a little bit longer. And so I try to be patient with that. I try to be as understanding and supportive as they try to do that. A lot of students will be insecure. They're going to be like, is it okay if I use my fingers? Is it okay if I use the paper and do tallies? And of course, it's totally fine. Like, however you get the answer, you're going to get better. Like, you're going to remember 7 times 6 one day. And if it takes you using tallies a million times to memorize how to do 6 times 7, then that's totally worth it, because eventually you got to get those fundamentals down. And so I try to always reward that effort. One of my biggest frustrations is I have this very specific arithmetic reasoning question that I like to give students. And it asks about if you're taking the area of a rectangle that's been cut in half, and what is the perimeter of this rectangle? And so some students will see that and just kind of throw up their hands and not even approach the question. The students that I like to work with are the ones who will at the very least draw a rectangle and cut it in half. Like, the least amount of effort goes so much further than no effort. Any, like, even a little bit of trying is so much more than not trying at all, like infinitely more than not trying at all. I try to reward that effort and I try to be relatable. I used to teach snowboarding, and that's a different beast in and of itself. A lot of people would come up to the mountain here in Vegas called Lee Canyon, Mount Charleston, and they would try to learn how to snowboard, and they would think that it's like mini golf. You know, they wouldn't think that it's a physical activity. They would come up and be like, oh, today we're going to learn how to snowboard. But it is not like mini golf. You can seriously get injured learning to snowboard. I tore my ACL learning to snowboard, or after I'd already learned how to snowboard. So you can it's not as easy as you might think. And so I'd always be patient with those people as well. Usually teaching skiing, but oftentimes teaching snowboarding. And so I try to relate, you know, there's just things that people are better at because they've practiced longer, and you want to be patient with that kind of thing. Another thing is relating things to students is super important math-wise, because like a very specific example is when I talk about like 3 squared or 3 cubed, students don't necessarily know what that means. Sometimes they don't recognize that that's like an exponent. So 3 squared is 3 to the second power. And the reason we call it 3 squared is because if you're taking the area of a square, you're going to multiply one side times itself. So if you can imagine in your head a square, and that square has a length of 3 on one side and 3 on another side, well, the area is going to be 3 times 3. And so that's where these terms come from. And it's a shame that a lot of teachers don't slow down and explain that to students. You know, they'll say like 12 squared and 12 cubed, and students don't know where that comes from. And that's because nobody ever showed them, well, if you're taking the volume of a cube, it's length times width times height. And all three of those measurements of a cube are 3 by 3 by 3. And so 3 times 3 times 3 is also known as 3 to the third power. And so it's like little things like that where students haven't really like broken it down and learned that stuff and like slowed down long enough to like look at area, look at volume, and see that exponents are related to area and volume. So that's kind of the relatability part. I also really like to teach like area of triangles using like a simple proof of like the 1/2 base times height, and taking the area of a rectangle is base times height, and taking the area of a triangle, well, the triangle is going to take up half of that space of the rectangle. And it makes more sense if I show you on paper, but it's really about slowing down and getting those fundamentals completely understood. And so that's why I like to, that's how I like to teach. Now I want to talk about why I teach. And so the reason that I teach, and I got to give a big shout out to another podcast called the Salesforce for Everyone podcast with Bradley and Anita. I've been listening to this podcast nonstop for like probably 4 weeks, and I was able to get my Salesforce admin certification. And I say that to say this: I teach ASVAB because ASVAB is a point of inflection. And what I mean by that is you put some effort on one side of this point, you know, put some effort into this test, and it changes your future dramatically. It changes whether you get into the Army or whether you don't. And what happens after that is going to be dictated by what happened prior. So if it's been 5 years that you haven't gotten into the military, that's a completely different life than if you got into the military 5 years ago. And if you did a 5-year contract with an MOS that you got stuck with, that's a completely different life than 5 years of a contract with an MOS that you picked. And so these are the differences that your score will make in your life. You can go out, pick the bonus, pick the job, and then once you're done, you have a lot more options. And so this is why I love to teach ASVAB. I see it as a very clear point of inflection, a very clear trajectory changer. And so that's why I took my my Salesforce exam. So I took Salesforce because I want to have a better career, have better conversations about business and those sorts of things. While I'm putting in a lot of extra effort into getting that certification, the reason I'm doing it is because I know that the future is going to come either way. The next 10 years is going to pass or it won't, but we're going to assume that it's going to pass. So the next 10 years is going to come one way or another. I really would rather drive the ship. And so that's why I went through and took that test. I was able to pass. I barely passed, which makes me relate so much more to my students. I got a 65%. I got 39 out of 60. So barely passed, right on the edge. And I know the relief that some of my students have had now when they barely scored that 31 on their ASVAB and got into the military. So big ups to those of you who are out there struggling and just barely getting by, but you're changing your future. And so you're so much more thankful when you're in that role if you knew that there was a chance that you wouldn't be. Anyway, that's why I teach ASVAB. The reason I teach math specifically, like I'm a real math believer. I have my logo tattooed on my arm because I love math so, so much. And the reason that I think math is such a valuable skill is one, it's the true universal language. A lot of people will say music is a universal language, and that might be true, but there are people who can't hear music. And most people know how to do math. They know that 1 + 1 = 2. They might not know how to take the derivative of a formula regarding spherical, you know, geometry or something like that, but they know 1 + 1 = 2. And that is a universal truth across religions, across personalities, across all types of people. And I'm sure even some animals can keep track of numbers. So that's a true universal language. And I really love math. And I know that it made a huge difference in my life. I know that it makes a difference in picking out investments and major purchases, buying vehicles, buying houses, you know, looking at your income, looking at, and what I've noticed after listening to a lot of lifestyle investor type stuff is that a lot of the really wealthy people are looking at taxes, you know, and taxes are all math related as well. It's all about, can we lower the percentage that the government's keeping from what was earned and that kind of thing. So these are conversations that if you don't have the math skills, you'll never even consider. And so this is why I like to teach math. Not necessarily because I want people to go out and buy houses with really great interest rates and know that they're not getting ripped off. While that's really nice, I think even more valuable than that is looking at the past 5 years and looking at your income and seeing where you want the next 5 years to go. Or looking at your past 5 years and looking at your time, right? How much time did you have to breathe? How much time did you have to be to yourself or be with your family or spend your time the way you want to? Even more so than money, are you spending your time the right way? And the only way to really look at that with a critical eye is to have a little bit of math skills and know how your time is being spent. And so I think that that is the best reason to teach math. And that's why I love to teach math specifically. Anyway, so that's about it. Again, I'm really excited. My wife and I can't wait. We're moving to California. We're going to be close to some in-laws, but I'll still be here. Definitely send me a message. Let me know what you thought of this episode. If you can leave a review, that goes a long way for me. And if you're looking for ASVAB help, check out GammonAllTutors.com. And yeah, we'll see you in the next episode. Bye, guys. Remember to be kind to yourself and treat yourself as a learner. Are you considering a career in the military but feeling overwhelmed by the ASVAB exam? Look no further than GammonAllTutors.com for the best ASVAB prep courses. Our courses are designed by experienced instructors to help you master the best sections of the ASVAB exam, including mathematics, English, and general science. We use proven teaching methods and provide extensive practice materials to ensure that you are fully prepared on test day. With GammonAllTutors.com, you'll have access to comprehensive study guides, personalized tutoring sessions, and online practice exams. Our courses are available on demand, so you can learn at your own pace and on your own schedule. Don't let the ASVAB exam hold you back from achieving your career goals. Sign up for GammonAllTutors.com ASVAB prep courses today and take the first step towards a successful military career.